if you go out there and constantly demean your opponent and constantly claim that they're in the gutter, you are deliberately closing off a debate and a discussion where sensible things become unsayable. And that is exactly, unfortunately, what some elements in the media and some political commentators have tried to generate. But we kept our head down and got £1.5 billion out, but we didn't really worry about it. I don't want sympathy for this, please. I'm not asking for sympathy. I've got the money, the check cash. We were the recipients of vitriol, the likes of which has probably been considered reprehensible, and they would not have been directed at any other group. If I certainly have said some of those things about other groups in our society, or if you had said them, even about Muslim groups in this city, you wouldn't have got away with it. Got away with it about us. And I think that is something which needs to be said, but needs to be left there. Now, due to that systematic slander, a lot of people have probably formed an opinion about what is the Democratic Unionist Party. And they have this picture of this tired, old, bent over, humpy old man whose ideas are represented by a cruel snarl upon his face, whose hand is stretched out with a cane of wrath and anger, and who has recently, on the other hand, grabbed a bag of money from his friend Tory, and that has made him even nastier and more oppressive about his neighbour. So it's a picture which has been carried in our media in the last few weeks about my party. But that image is a caricature of the Democratic Unionist Party, the largest political party in Northern Ireland, and a party that carries considerable weight from a significant region of this kingdom. And the image of that party which is presented is not my unionism, is not what I'm about, is not what my party is about, but more importantly, is not what the ordinary man and woman in Northern Ireland who identifies himself as a unionist is actually about. It is an unfair character assassination, and it should cease, and it should cease now. My unionism in the Democratic Unionist Party is not about forcing one group to believe what I believe, but it's being able to have the liberty to say what I believe and to have the liberty to disagree with what you believe. And it's something which I think allows us as a people, or should allow us as a people, to agree or disagree together. The unionism I believe in is a self-confident unionism, a liberated unionism, one which has a smile on its face, not a frown upon its forehead. It doesn't require that our every single view must be universally held, and that the issues that confront our nation we must totally agree upon. Unionism, indeed, as an ideology at its core, is about preservation of democracy, of the interests of the people we serve in this country, and the country that we like to call home. We unionists believe that the United Kingdom is the finest nation in the world, despite all of its blemishes and despite all of its challenges, and that the different and interesting and unique component parts that make up our nation make it rich and heritage that we should be proud of. And we believe in a unity of those peoples that is worth protecting. And that resulted in why we wanted to do a deal with the party that we could keep in government. Let me mention the deal that has taken up so much time on our airwaves and in our newspapers. The DUP deal is something that I believe should be universally celebrated. 1.5 billion for all of our people, our Catholic people, our Protestant people, our people of no religion at all. 1.5 billion to secure infrastructure, better healthcare provision, to ensure that our schools are modernized, and to ensure that mental health provision, healthcare provision comes into the 21st century in Northern Ireland, to make sure that the security for our pensioners across the entirety of the United Kingdom is locked in place, to protect practical things like a winter fuel allowance, whether you live in John O'Groats, in Devon and Cornwall, in Cullybacky or Enniskillen. I ask you, how could you object? How could you object? You shouldn't, I don't believe you can.